Wes McGee, welcome to New Pasture Lane.
Thank you very much. I'm very pleased to be with everybody in the school today.
What inspired you to become a writer?
Well, I think it was a boy in my class who couldn't find any poems about dinosaurs. So I went home and I wrote them, and I'd never written any poems before. So that was a start for me. I did 7 poems about dinosaurs.
How many poems have you done?
Well, I've done hundreds and hundreds of poems, and not all of them get into books. A lot of them just end up in a box in my shed, and nobody ever sees them, except my dog.
Why do they end up in your shed?
Well, because they're just not good enough, or they haven't worked properly, and they just aren't good enough to go into a book somewhere.
What do you think's your best poem?
The one I like best is a very sad one called Tracy's Tree. And it's about a girl in my class who was, when I was a teacher, and she was actually killed. She ran across a main road and got hit by a lorry, and then we planted a tree in the school grounds for her. It's called the Memorial Tree, and I wrote a poem about that tree.
Did you bury it with her?
No, I didn't write the poem until much later on, but it is on the internet. Quite a few websites have used it on the internet, and the poem is called Tracy's Tree.
How long did it take you to write 7 poems about dinosaurs?
How long did it take me to write the 7 poems? Well, I stayed up all night. Now, it took me all night. And I went to school the next day having not been to bed. But I was just so interested and keen to write these new poems, because I'd never, ever, ever written a poem or a story before.
Do you know all the drawings on it? Did you do all the drawings as well?
No, I don't do any of the drawings. I just do the writing. All the drawings, or a better word is the illustrations, they're all done by artists who are paid by the publisher to actually do the pictures for the books.
I wish my child could go to a better school to make better friends.
Well then, you've come to the right place. NPL is a school for you.
2, 4, 6, 8, who do you appreciate? Not key, not beer, NPL brightens your day. Go, go!
This is our interview with Mr. McGee.
Hello, everybody.
What inspired you to write your poem, Stroke the Cat?
Well, I was just looking at my cat and stroking my cat. She likes that. And then I just got the idea of that little bit of rhythm. Stroke the cat, and lift it from the floor. And once I'd done that line, the other rhymes just seemed to follow on.
How long did it take you to write 106 books?
It's taken me many, many years to do 106 books, because I started when I was a classroom teacher, so it was many, many, many years ago. One year I think I did 12 books, but then you see, last year I haven't done any books, so it comes and goes a bit.
What was your ever first book?
My first book was a story called Oliver, the Daring Birdman, and it was about a man who made a pair of wings and tried to fly like a bird.
What emotions do you go through when you are like writing your poems?
Well, what emotions do I go through? Well, the first thing is you feel frightened, because you've got an empty piece of paper and you think, oh, I won't be able to write anything. But then when you do get an idea and you write something, you feel very excited, and you feel, there's a word called elated. You feel elated, and then it's nice to finish it, isn't it?
Thank you for your time, and thank you for visiting our school.
Well, you're jolly kind, and I must say it's been a very nice school to visit. Is it raining outside?
Yes, it is.
But it's been jolly warm and nice in here. Bye.
Thank you for your time.
Bye. NPL is a fun place to learn. It is the heart of the community.
NPL offers lots of fun sports and activities.
NPL rocks!
Control.